do you know what prayer does for you? Do you know what prayer does for you? See, prayer is like a refinery. You see, the most expensive liquid in the world is the crude oil. In the crude oil, you have petrol, you have kerosene, you have diesel, you have asphalt, you have Vaseline, you have bitumen. But when it's mixed together as crude oil, it has no value. In the refinery, what they do is that they expose it to heat. And then as the crude oil ascends through the fractionating tower, all the values in the crude oil is separated. Then petrol is collected. And then 1 liter of petrol becomes 150 naira. Then the kerosene is separated. The diesel is separated. The asphalt is separated. The bitumen is separated. Why? Because it was subjected to the distillation tower. Prayer refines you. In your vessel is the heritage of God. He said this treasure is in earthen vessel. It's in earthen vessel. But it must be separated by the protocol of prayer. You are there in your weakness. You are there in your corrupt nature. It is by prayer that it is going to separate the value that God has put in you. Some of you is your gift. And it is your gift that will make room for you. Because he said, a man's gift maketh room for him and causeth him to stand before king. He didn't say a man's certificate. You have wasted 4 years looking for certificate and you have not developed your gift. It is your gift that will make room for you. And the only way your gift can appear is by prayer. You reign, you reign, you reign. Listen, let me tell you something. This thing happens. It happens to us every day. Every day. I know it like I know the hand. I know my hand. Yesterday, as we left here, after the release of the power of God, people were still on the floor after we left. As we entered the hotel, as I was driven to the hotel, I came down. I was walking to my room. A man who lodged that hotel, he's currently an advisor to the governor of this state. He was a former PDP chairman. He is contesting for the post of a senator. And when he saw me walking, he saw the glory of God. And he asked them, he said, please, can I meet this man? This man is over 65 years. You see why people of the world are more intelligent. Jesus said the children of the world, they are in their generation wiser than the sons of the kingdom. You may come for the meeting. What you are seeing is a small boy, but a man of 65 years, he saw it. He ran to me. When he came to the room, you were there. He said, daddy, why? He understands the mystery in the kingdom. He says, surely the lesser is blessed of the greater. He has money. He has political power. But what he needs to be enthroned is a spiritual power. And he saw somebody that had it. He said, daddy, I told him by word of knowledge. I called him in the night. A lot of things. What was happening to his wife who is in Jalingo? What was happening to his daughter who is in Abuja? He called me around 10 minutes by 5 a.m. this morning. And he came to the room. He came with a big envelope. I can't end that money in 1 month. But listen, it's called power. Before he came, the Holy Ghost told me, don't take his money. I trust the Holy Ghost more than money. And when he brought the money, I said, no, I don't need your money. But if you must give to God, look for a church, give it to them. Then God will remember you from his sanctuary. It's called power.
You're mighty.
You're